Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The record number of women who are not working or in labor, 56,023,000 women aged 16 and over are not in the labor force. Not only is this a record high, but it's also the first time the number has been over 56 million. That seems like a lot under the circumstances. I don't know why I'm saying. I find sometimes these surveys of what the national trends are. I wonder why is it important for us to know that. And yet I told you, as the first thing coming out of my mouth this hour, is interesting.
Facts of culture.
Yes. Jennifer Horn is here. She's interesting and has lots of culture. Rich McFadden, not so much. Ken Kessler is tuned into what's going on, following your social media, the Twitter at Good Day, Facebook at Good Day, @GoodDayShow. The State Department is investigating Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Whether or not the use of private email included sensitive information that would have violated security protocols during her tenure as Secretary of State. So who wasn't paying attention? She was Secretary of State for over 4 years. So why all of a sudden now?
Well, that was the question. Who didn't see that she wasn't emailing from a .gov?
Sure.
I mean, there was even a big hoopla, you know, about Obama not saying anything, and so he said, "Well, I didn't. We really didn't exchange that many emails." And he said, "We emailed a few times." And then Josh Earnest said, "Well, he did email. He just didn't notice." I mean, I don't know.
He didn't
how
notice
you,
that it came from Hillary at HillaryClinton.
Yeah, at HillaryMail.com. It's just weird.
Security protocol suggests that Mrs. Clinton should have known what the rules were. Clear-cut violation of the employee manual at the State Department. Really? Who reads those manuals? Did you read the manual for the Good Day Show?
Apparently not the person that runs the State Department.
No. Who needs that? Here's Mrs. Clinton saying that she did nothing wrong.
I took the unprecedented step of asking that the State Department make all my work-related emails public for everyone to see. I saw it as a matter of convenience, and it was allowed. Others had done it. According to the State Department, which recently said Secretary Kerry was the first Secretary of State to rely primarily on a state.gov email account.
Okay. Does that put it to rest? Everybody's happy now? Everything is settled?
Not a chance.
Right?
Not yet.
So
I
here is.
I think that you should be able to decide what I get to see. I think I should be able to ask for what I want to see.
Really?
That's not your personal life.
And that
yes.
convenience should trump security.
Correct.
But, all right. Clint Eastwood in the news. People examining, you know, he went to the Oscars with his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's 84. The lady is Christina Sandera. She's 51. Apparently, people looking at her wondering, okay, what's the story of this woman? You know how social media is. Somebody started nosing around and found things that are not particularly nice about this lady. At least this is what social media is suggesting. She's had trouble. She was arrested for domestic battery, anger management problems, apparently. She beat up her ex-husband. She had a bad marriage. This lady supposedly is violent. That is, if her past is any indication, says a source at TMZ. Why do people do this? Why
described in court papers as an alcoholic spendthrift gold digger.
Hmm.
Sounds like fun.
There you go. But that's her past. You don't think people can fix their past problems?
Well,
is it automatically something that, because this was her past, that's what's going to
be. And who is describing her of this? Is it the former husband's kids or something? Or
bitter
ex-wife?
Part of two?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, listen, the guy's 84 years old. She's an attractive 51-year-old woman. And you know,
somehow I don't think that Clint Eastwood has a problem with people skills and being able to determine whether she's good for him or not.
I think he's, and that's really
still
and
astounding.
He probably doesn't care if she's good for him or not. Hello, she's 30 years younger. Of course, he
well, but that isn't just that's just it's not just that. It's whether or not how you handle these things internally. Is and this is what bothers me so much about social media and people talking about what goes on in homes. It's nobody else's business, frankly. Here's a story. See if you think this fits into that category. This posted on one of the people who is a Facebook follower of mine. It's an ad. My daughter Myra, this is how the ad reads. My daughter Myra is a procrastinator. With lots of time to turn in her history project, she didn't turn it in on time. So now, thanks to her actions, you can buy her awesome iPhone 5. She will no longer have a cell phone, since this is a privilege. Your happiness is my happiness, and it lists the number to call to buy the phone. I just think parents ought to be thinking that way. When children are not doing what they're supposed to be doing because they are so distracted by all of this social media, this paraphernalia, this gadgetry, isn't it time to sort of, if you either set the rules and they adhere to the rules, or if they break the rules, you take the phone away from them?
It's definitely something that you need to manage. I mean, having
really
two young kids with devices, you absolutely need to set the rules and adhere to them.
Yep, I agree with that. Yeah, okay.
Is public shaming the answer, though?
Right.
Well, remember, was it last year?
It's effective.
Some kid didn't do well on a in grades, whether I think it was a high school, and the father made this child walk around town in a placard. I will do better in school. Wasn't
that's
it?
Rough.
Wasn't that
last
year?
Rough. Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
With a letter like this, you don't really personalize it. But when you see a kid with a sandwich board, it makes it a lot. It makes it real.
14 after the hour. Doug Steffens. Good day. We have the help of understanding some of the things going on in the medical world from the perspective of Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Will join us next here on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffens and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5?
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world. I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Beer responsibly.
The word super has a certain power, like supersized or supercharged. Super makes pretty much anything better. So no wonder Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
It's 16 past the hour. Our weekly visit from Dr. Ronald Hoffman, his website, drhoffman.com. If you have not signed up yet for his excellent newsletter, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, you ought to do that. You can do it by going to drhoffman.com. A lot of controversy about this testosterone report. The FDA statement last week on testosterone contradicts a lot of medical experts. I wonder where you weigh in on this, Ron, with your clients, with your patients. Testosterone therapy has the title of the report was testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk. Mayo Clinic says that this is not true. There's also a report in the Science Daily from a Harvard urologist that says there is no real connection here. What do you make of this? What should men be thinking about when it comes to testosterone supplements?
Well, I actually wrote an article on this a little while ago entitled Hormone Nazis to Men, No Testosterone for You. You know, like the soup Nazi, because they came out with this report, and it just came out of left field a few months ago, stating that testosterone was very dangerous, and that if you took testosterone, you were more likely to get a heart attack. Now, I looked at the report, and the report was done at a VA hospital where the therapy was administered, I think, improperly, carelessly. They looked at men who were very, very sick. Perhaps some of them were on the verge of a heart attack, and lo and behold, some men got heart attacks when they took testosterone, but the wrong kind, the synthetic kind, and not the kind that I generally give in my practice. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, other people were saying, no, we don't see that. In fact, testosterone may actually help the heart because right. A man who has low testosterone is going to feel lazy and mm-hmm. demotivated, sit around, get fat, won't exercise, and then be more likely to get diabetes or a heart attack. So testosterone actually, I think, is a boon for the heart, maybe beneficial. Perhaps some a man who has had a lot of heart attacks or is very, very sick, maybe that's not the best time to initiate testosterone therapy. Hey, you know, there's a new form of testosterone therapy that is available. You know, there are different creams. There's injections. Mm-hmm. There's lozenges. Absolutely. You take under the tongue. Now there's a nasal testosterone. You
really?
Put it in your nose 3 times a day.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke.
I'm waiting for the laugh, for the line here.
Isn't that a wimp out of stuff you buy down on the corner?
No, but the potential is kind of, I would feel kind of uncomfortable putting testosterone in my nose 3 times daily because mm-hmm. who knows what might happen to your nose. You know,
so
pretty girl walks by and,
Do people pay attention to the warning labels? The FDA, bottom line of the story was the FDA has ordered warning labels to be put on the testosterone products, drugs, not supplements. Does that affect, do people really pay attention to that, honestly?
Well, they do. You know, I think they may be poisoning the well for some men who might be scared to take testosterone, and then they won't be able to access the benefits. You know, mm-hmm. if you watch TV, there are law firms who are trolling the airwaves looking for lawsuits. They say, well, have you taken testosterone? Have you or a loved one mm-hmm. suffered a heart attack and blah, 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 and then, 1-800, sue the bastards.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Somebody
tells testosterone is eventually going to have a heart attack, and they'll blame the testosterone.
Yeah. Right. All right. The newsletter this week has epic medical failures, the 10 of them, and Ron Betts said you will have fallen for at least one of them. I look at these steroid injections that are a part of the story here. I would want people
for the back.
Check those out. Yeah, I've been taking them, frankly, and they don't work. They're not.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is the controversy beginning of the Marvin Gaye tune, Got to Give It Up.
Copy.
Is it?
Would you hear this? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Question for the 2020 crowd. Who is going to have to pay Marvin Gaye's children $7.4 million for using the beginning of that song in their song, Blurred Lines? Did you get the beginning of that?
I do. Okay. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop them both.
Okay.
And I'm going to start them both at the same time.
All right, let's...
We'll go back and forth, and you tell me if you think... Uh-huh. Okay, here's Marvin Gaye.
This is pretty good.
You tell me which song is which, Dudley, you ready? Right. What song is this? Or what song is this?
Blurred Lines is the one you played first. Marvin Gaye's second one. Yes?
Yes.
All right, so let's get John, who's listening in Kentucky, to tell us the rest of the story. John, who is it that's going to have to pay the Marvin Gaye family $7.4 million because of the copying? You got to wonder what they're smoking. They're fighting this.
We're
listening to it. Hello. Hi, John. Hi, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I forgot you can't punch him up. Hold on here.
No, I can't.
Hey, John. Oh.
Hey, John.
Yes. Good morning. Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Terrific. So, who are we talking about here?
Yeah, Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams.
Yep. So, you agree with that? You listen to the beginning of those two songs, and you can see pretty easily. I don't even understand why there was a contest. Why don't they just say, okay, here you go?
That's the question, is people thought they should have just settled out of court, but they went through with the lawsuit. Like, how are you going to win this?
You can't win. And do they have kind of money these guys?
But here's the thing. Was it intentional, or is it just like...
Hello. Listen to the beginning of it.
Even the woos are in the...
You're asking that?
Yeah,
remember when we had all of that controversy about Coldplay and the guitarist, what was his name?
But you're the one who always says there's only, seven chords in music,
eight chords in music.
Eight notes.
Right.
The years into this rock and roll thing, we've got to have things that sound alike.
When does it become public domain? How many years does a song have to be out and published before it's public domain?
Isn't it 50 years?
I think it is 50.
So if it's been over 50 years, years.
And what you have, well,
that's
close.
Pretty close. Pretty close, yeah. All right, so, John, are you a fan of Marvin Gaye? Are you a fan of Pharrell Williams? Who do you consider to be the top of the pops for you?
Well, obviously Marvin Gaye. I'm a little bit in the older crowd there, son.
Really? Are you, son?
I'm older crowd. I had my driver's license in 77. So.
Really?
I had mine in... I wasn't born yet.
60. When did I have my driver's license?
Jen, you always know how to make somebody feel really good.
I know.
1960, I think I had my driver's license.
You could have driven my mom to the hospital when she went into labor with me.
John is going to qualify for our drawing. The Broadmoor Hotel giveaway comes up in a couple of weeks. John, congratulations. Hold on a second while we get some more info from you. Yes, it was the Marvin Gaye family that benefits from all of that. Let's go back musically for a memory from 1968. Otis Redding received a gold record. He had already passed away for his single Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay.
He couldn't have driven my mom to the airport.
No. He was killed in a plane crash in Madison, Wisconsin.
Before the song even hit, he wrote this with Steve Cropper.
Yep.
And Steve Cropper finished it and they released it.
You don't know
Cropper.
No. Check out our video of the day today. Last fall's viral video featuring a father and a son playing music in the kitchen. The son played the oven door. The video had 4 million views. They've got a new one. It's got 2.6 million views already. You can check it out. The audio is good, but the video is much better. Check it out at DougStefan.com. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stefan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Perfect radio because of perfect people, blue perfect personalities on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. All of us are here with thoughts on what's going on in the real world. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Do you support or oppose capital punishment? Yes, you support. B, you don't. The reason that we have that is because the folks in Utah have passed a bill, the legislature there, that would make it the only state in the country to allow firing squads to carry out
the death penalty. Right. You're laughing, but this is not wrong.
I love it.
First of all, they can't stab a needle into somebody and get it right these days. I mean, it's taken them like 4 days to actually off somebody with an injection. So why not? This is actually more humane, I think. You know, just bring them up, fire away. Case closed. 10 seconds.
I'll bring them up and fire away.
Jeez.
There we go. Okay, so tell me what you think. Speaking of firing away.
Thank you, Jennifer. You just gave me the audio I needed.
That's it. What should happen to Officer Matt Kenny of the Madison, Wisconsin Police Department? He's being investigated again for using lethal force. This is the latest in a series of shootings, white police. This time it was a 19-year-old biracial student. His name was Tony Robinson. Madison, the epicenter over the weekend of protests, black males killed by white officers there. This fellow shot and killed a man who pointed a pellet gun at him 8 years ago. He was exonerated then. As a matter of fact, got a commendation from the police department, and the reason was because the guy he shot was white. Not the case here in this circumstance.
Please stop feeding this narrative. You don't know that that's true.
What's true?
You don't know if what you just said is true, and you're
feeding
a very dangerous narrative.
What did I say that wasn't true?
You said he was given a commendation because he was white.
I didn't say that. No, I did not say because at all.
Can we rewind the tape?
Yeah, rerun the tape. I didn't say because at all. I said as a definitive, declarative, five-word sentence, the dead man was white. I did not say he got a commendation because he was white. Come on.
If that's what you said, think? Then I misheard. Well, I thought maybe you went crazy on me for a second. I was going to say you can't.
I go crazy
that.
On you, but not for that.
Make mad.
Yeah. Kenny, what did you start?
I think what he said was that the police officer got a commendation and also as another piece of information.
Got it. Dead man. Okay, it came across that he got a commendation because he was white.
Of course, I'm gonna say. Jennifer thinks you're that close to the edge that you could go
no, I'm just scared of these days. I just never know.
I'm a little close to the edge, but it didn't matter.
I'm not that close to the edge. Come back.
All right, so here's something else that's creepy. Creepy? This is creepy. O.J. Simpson.
Not a Jew, but guess who is? Hall of Famer.
O.J. Simpson may lose his legs because he has diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah. He'll get you.
He'll definitely need the Bronco to run then.
He won't be leaving prison until he's dead anyway. So this is the Lovelock. Don't you love these names? Lovelock Correctional Facility. And the state is
not
going
in
to
prison
have
until he's dead for life.
Depends.
Well, yeah, exactly. How well this operation goes. He's on massive antibiotics to get rid of the problem. It does not heal. He's got a big cut on his knee, knee infection, that kind of stuff.
How out of control were his diabetes? Because they have to be pretty out of control.
Look at a picture of him. Look at a picture of him. Look at the
wouldn't they monitor him in prison?
No, they want him to die. Why are they going to monitor him?
That's true.
They monitor him how? OJ, you've been eating a little bit too much.
They
get
give
a little
you medical
heavy there.
No, mm-hmm. They give you medical attention and would test your blood sugar is what I'm getting at, is that they mm-hmm. must give him, like, blood tests, right?
All right, you remember, you don't remember, but I'll give you this. In the last hour, this would be for the, is today the 10th? No, the 11th. So if you want to go back to the last hour, hour number four, this is five next, yeah. Hour number four, we have a conversation in hour number four about the number of women who are unemployed in our country. The number was 56 million, I believe, Kenny, wasn't it? 56 million people, women, not employed, who are eligible to be employed. So
I'm making
the
up
same,
a couple of them with my three jobs.
Yes, you are, with all your jobs, yeah.
I'm helping.
The German government has set a quota for female executives. They have said to the 100 biggest companies in their country, you are required to have at least 30% women in executive positions and on supervisory boards starting next year. German parliament approved the quota system. It will require an additional 3,500 firms to set goals for raising the number of women in leadership positions. If there are no equal opportunities at the top of companies, there are none in other areas either, said the Minister for Women and Families in Germany. So what's that going to do? What will happen? Does that measure come to America? Should we be...
I am so glad I'm a woman. You guys are going to have it rough.
Huh?
Seriously. It stinks to be a man, and especially a white man right now. Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys are in trouble.
They come to me and tell me whether I have enough women or not.
I know nothing.
I just hire people, man. I don't know.
All right. Here's an email. One of the cleverest emails I have received in a while. And I'm going to, I'm doing this advisedly because I think you get a smile at the end of this, even if you are not likely to smile at some things about this
fellow. Did we get a sneak peek?
Yeah,
we got a sneak peek.
I was reading a, I probably shouldn't do that one on the air though, right? That's probably not a good one to do.
No. That's what I thought. It was funny.
No. All right. This is anagrams. These are anagrams that I found. I was reviewing some of my email last night, and I found this, and I never used it. And I thought, this is perfect food for thought. I love things that challenge the mind. So anagrams are words that can be turned around and put into other words or phrases. For example, Presbyterian. When you rearrange the letters, you have best in prayer.
Okay.
Right? Astronomer. When you rearrange the letters, you have moon starer. All the same letters. Desperation. When you rearrange the letters, a rope ends it. Anagram for the eyes. Rearrange the letters. They see. Take all the same letters. George Bush. Rearrange the letters. He bugs Gore. The Morse code. When you rearrange the letters, here come dots. This is all true. This, I'm not making any of this up. Dormitory. Rearrange the letters into dirty room.
Ew.
Slot machines. Rearrange the letters. Cash lost in me. Animosity. When you rearrange that, is no amity. Election results. Rearrange the letters. Lies. Let's recount. Snooze alarms. Rearrange the letters. Alas, no more Z's. Decimal point. When you rearrange the letters, I'm a dot in place. 11 plus 2. When you rearrange the letters, 12 plus 1. Mother-in-law. When you rearrange the letters, woman Hitler. All right, this is the one that I am advised. I'm just doing it because it actually is the way. There could be a slice, and you can yell and scream. Do whatever you want. I don't care. President Barack Obama. When you rearrange the letters, an Arab-backed imposter. I find that fascinating, frankly.
Doug Steffen, when you rearrange the letters?
No.
Hanged spout.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Rich McFadden, Warren? Rearrange the letters?
Yeah, Rich McFadden.
You're fired.
Spelled with an H. For real. The H is silent.
Either that or thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Richie. 17 before the hour here on Good Day.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's. You know what I see when I look inside a bag of Scott's Tough Builder grass seed? I see almost 150 years of grass seed knowledge and experience. I see the finest seed you can buy. I see you and your wee ones frolicking in a lush green grassy topia. And because Scott's backs their seed with a no-quibble guarantee, you'll see results of your money back. So what are you waiting for? Put down some Scott's Tough Builder grass seed this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
Couple of helicopter mishaps in the news. 14 before the hour, by the way. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny, Richie and I focus now on these two different helicopter crashes. One of them in Florida yesterday. Seven Marines, four soldiers were taken. I don't know. They haven't been pronounced dead yet, Kenny, I don't think. But the crash took place. They didn't find him. So, I mean, what do you expect is going to come out of that? It was 8:30 last night. local time, crews have found debris from the crash. The names of those involved are being withheld. Tough reality. There was another helicopter crash yesterday morning. I think it was Argentina or Brazil, where a reality program was being filmed, and the two helicopters crashed into one another. I do not believe there were any survivors of that. And the weather apparently was so windy. Why would you go up in a helicopter other than, oh, we're on deadline, we got to get this done? But it was very, very windy. Wind gusts 70, 80 miles an hour. You don't want to be in a helicopter. Are you nuts? When the wind is gusting around, that kind of, that's you just like you're asking for it. Hello, here we are. Knock us out of the sky. And the two of them get that close together, you get a blast of wind like that, it's almost inevitable, it would seem. So that's a sad reality. Boeing in the news. We've been talking about this lady whose name now I can't remember, who was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber, who's going up
Sarah
to the
international. Sarah Brightman.
Brightman, that's it too. Okay. So I'm looking around at what Boeing is doing. We think of Boeing mostly because of commercial airliners, but Boeing also makes most of the planes used by the military, and they are involved in space exploration as well. NASA and Boeing working on a couple of different sorts of planes, if that's what you want to call them, moving around the space crew. They're trying to, though. I thought it was interesting. Boeing is trying to make a deal with SpaceX and other private companies that are, and they're going overseas for this. They're building these new sort of, I don't know what you call them. Would you call them rockets, spaceships? They have a space exploration division. And they are working in a market that has a lot of money in it. Imagine what it costs to build one of these things.
Oh,
how much
sure.
has Richard Branson spent on those things that he's been building? I think Boeing is building them for him. But look at, you know, we look at that whole area. We don't think about the business part of it. You think, wow, this is exciting. And that's what made me think after reading a story earlier today and talking about it on the air, this lady going up in the International Space Station. How is she getting there? I just happened to, because there was an announcement of planes being sold to some country, and so I always like to look at Boeing and get the story. And then there's this side story about how they're working on all of these space projects. And it's big money. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars, because it costs a whole lot of money to build just one of these things. So you look at the businesses, and you see headlines every day, Target laying off 1,700 people here, and this company's laying off that many, and we're going to rebuild our plant so they can be more friendly to robots, yada, yada, yada. But I think Boeing, what most people don't realize is that Boeing is the largest exporter in terms of dollars of any company that we have in America. Did you know that? Boeing exports more in terms of dollar value
than any other 30-some jet fighters to Israel.
Yeah, they sell those. But look at the orders for commercial planes, Richie, that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
They have 1,700 orders, backlog orders, for the 737 new generation. They have about that many orders, maybe 1,400, for the 787, because it's a wide-aisle plane, and it will replace the 767. And this is a company that just prints. Where'd that come from?
Prints.
Prints money. Prints the money. But it's a great American company, and we ought to be celebrating it. There's a story at DougStephan.com today. If you're looking for an inn in Maine, what a beautiful picture at DougStephan.com. Anybody who is dreaming of starting his or her own business, all you got to do is submit a 200-word, I guess it's an essay, right, Kenny? It's an essay, 200-word yeah. essay. And if you have the winning, I don't know who's going to is it the people who own it? This is great, by the way. I've been by this. Center Level Inn, this is a great place. The picture, look at this picture. It's on Route 1 as you go up the coast of Maine. 210-year-old inn, magnificent views of the mountains and the ocean and stuff. So there will be probably about 7,500 entries. $125 an entry, and that's how the people who own it are going to get their $900,000 out of the inn, because that's what they say it's worth. I wonder if I should do that for one of the farms.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to sell my farms. And I was thinking that this would be a good, you know, have everybody kick in, what, $1,000 for a letter? You think that's a good idea, Richie?
Sure. I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Could you imagine if we won?
Yeah. You're a winner. You're always a winner on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My brilliance extends far and wide, doesn't it, Richie?
Yeah, it sure does. Never ceases to amaze me.
I know. It's been great. Okay, here we are on the Good Day program, 53 and change after the hour. One of the things I look forward to most, and I have a lot of things on this program that I love. I love being here. My pal Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show, that's heard every weekend on great radio stations all around the country. Every day he's into it, and he likes to bring us up to date on some of the issues featuring pet care. I have something that really puzzles me, shocks me, about this 3-year-old Irish setter. The story we'll have in a moment for Warren. Plus, of course, Richie would like to distract the conversation with a question about his pugs, so we'll get to that as well. What's your question for Warren? You can always submit it. Send the question to Doug at DougStefan.com or Warren at PetShow.com. Warren's here in a moment on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 and store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show. Animal lovers shocked. Did you see this story about this Irish setter that was fed poisoned beef at the dog show in England? And
yeah, the cross dog show, which is the equivalent of all Westminster, sir. What a horrible situation.
Well, was this done? I was trying to figure out whether this dog showed was looking good, and I wonder if a competitor was responsible for poisoning the dog.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. Years ago, before I got smart and I was involved in many dog shows, whether it be judging or selling dogs, the bottom line was a lot of people that competed would try to win no matter what they needed to do. And
right.
I'm saying they're all bad. But I remember, for example, showing a dog in an obedience ring, a male dog in an obedience ring, and having someone bring two female dogs in season to the edge of the ring to distract the dog I was working with. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on because there's big money, obviously, involved in dog shows, and that's why I'm not involved with them anymore. But what a horrible, so you're right. It's very possible that someone competing with another Irish setter wanted this dog gone in their fore.
So you want to explain what in-season means for the unwashed?
In-season means, you know, basically, how do I describe in-season? The dog is ready to give birth, and the dog is having its period, basically, is what's going on. Happens twice a year with most dogs, certain breeds once a year, but it really is distracting for other male dogs. Instinct takes over, and they don't want to stay in the middle of the ring. They want to run out and meet that female.
I wonder why they call it being in heat. Cows, horses, animals.
Because they're hot, Dougie.
Well, so why don't they say that with human beings, I guess, would be a question that we won't ponder here and now. All right, we are going to ponder. Richie's got a very important question for
time
all
for jumpy
pug
pugs.
Yes,
jumpy. So, Warren, it's starting to get warm out here in D.C., and we were out the other day in the front yard chatting with a neighbor, and the pugs were outside, and they're good off-leash, so they were running around, but they started to jump up at my neighbor, at her legs, and just kind of playfully nip at her, like her hands are down by her side, and nip at her fingers, and they do this with us in the house, and we just think they're playing, but now, obviously, they're going to be doing it with other people, and the other people don't know how to take it or what they're doing. How do I teach them not to do that?
Well, this is a dog problem. Listen to me carefully. You take the dog is in the house, he jumps on your legs and does the exact same thing, and you guys think he's playing, so you're having fun with it. Then when he does it outside,
right,
it's the wrong thing. So to yell no at this point is to create the psychotic dog. So what you need to do is when the dog is jumping inside like that, that's when the leash should come out, and some basic training at that point to gain some control, and the same thing will take place outside. Because you can't, you know, let me put it this way. I love my dog to jump on me, but he can't jump on other people. So
right,
what I did is I taught him not to jump at all, and then I used the word puppy up. I'm so creative. I used the word puppy up, which is okay, now you can jump and play. So first stop it, then teach it as a command. That's the best way to resolve it.
Okay, and that won't confuse them when I tell them it's okay, or it's just
no,
a specific
won't
command.
No, they'll know the difference. It's just like a police dog that knows when to be nice and when not to be nice. They're trained to do that. So yeah, if you teach the dog not to jump up and then teach them to jump on command, you're fine.
Thank you.
Whether to be naughty or nice, that's your choice, or the dog's choice. Right,
see, I like my dog to jump on me, but you can't have a big dog jumping on ground.
You got to keep him from doing that with others.
We're puppy up. Then he knows it's okay time to play.
It's hard to do that with the people around. All right, Warren, thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day Show, 59 past.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.